It's Comedy Shoeshine.
That reminds me, I haven't talked shit about old people.
Ten? I'm not giving you 10 of my fucking robot credits.
It's Human Sacrifice Day in the neighborhood, and it's our house today, so sorry about that.
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shack.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to episode, I think it's 10, right?
Wow, yeah.
Jesus. Who'd ever thought we'd get to triple digits?
Yeah, jeez. I don't even remember being in double digits. No. I went by so fast.
Yeah. Well, I'm on a base, what would that be? I'm on a base 0.1 number system. That's, yeah. No, that doesn't make sense. Anyway. No. yeah, this is Comedy Shoe Shine, I believe, and I'm Thomas, and that's Sam. I don't know if we've introduced ourselves. This whole time, people haven't known who we are.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to make sure that they were really going to stay first.
Before we told them our name.
Like Vietnam, we don't try to learn people's names until at least
that's a good
10
point.
Weeks.
That's a good point. All right. Well,
this show's a lot like Vietnam, actually, in a lot of ways.
At least to my memory, yeah. Well, we're recording this a little early, but for those of you listening at home, I think Tom Brady just threw last night through some awesome passes to Aaron Hernandez, and like they won the trophy.
I knew the Patriots were going to win. I told you.
Yeah, obviously, it's totally obvious that the Patriots were going to win. What was the score? What's the score on that game, Sam? Take a look at it.
Easily a couple touchdowns. I can't remember exactly the score though.
They kind of made it close at the end a little bit, but it wasn't really close. Okay. So Sam's informed me that has nothing and not participating in this episode, which is fine. I have a lot of stuff actually.
You only think I said that.
Great. Well,
no, just joking.
Do you want to talk about fun? I've been wanting to kind of talk about that because I listened to the album the other day.
Which is the album?
The new, not good one. It's just an interesting story, and I think we talked about it in the old show, but who cares? This is a new show.
Yeah.
And so I listened to
our old show, which was called Fun is the Greatest Band Ever and Will Never Change.
Yeah. A fun tribute podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I decided for whatever reason, because I've been walking a lot during work, like taking the fucking parking the car God knows where.
Turn in your walking papers.
Yeah, well, it's kind of fun to walk. Also, you're not working if you're walking, so I take really long, like 45-minute walks.
That old saying, you're not working if you're walking.
Yeah, if you're not cheating, you aren't walking. Yeah, and so I just for some reason I was like, I'm gonna listen to this album again. I'm gonna try it again, because little backstory, in around 2006, actually exactly 2006,
You started walking.
I started, yeah. That's when I first learned to walk.
You haven't looked back.
And I got my first Walkman. And I had a fun tape. Now, a friend of mine from college got me really into this band called The Format, which ruled, and that album fucking ruled. And I actually saw The Format. Not too many people saw The Format, so I'm in an elite fraternity of, I don't know.
Hipsters.
Several hundred thousand hipsters. But what good is being a hipster if you can't bring it up? I mean, what?
You're not a hipster unless you bring it up, I think is what you mean to say.
Yeah, but like this is an actual thing, though. It's not like, oh, I was trying to be into something. I was fun. That's part of what I wanted to say. Nate Royce Roos, whatever, however you pronounce his name. Yeah. He was.
Nate Royce Roos.
Yeah. I was into him before anyone knew anything about him. One of my favorite memories that I'm going to tell my kids after I'm sure fun. They've been off the radar for a little bit because they haven't put out an album, I guess, or have they? I don't know. But they'll probably put out another album soon and be super in the, in the mainstream again. But they're one of the biggest current bands in the world, right? Don't you think? I mean,
I guess. I don't know.
And
they would have to be.
My favorite thing is going to be telling my kids, like, yeah, there was a time when I wanted to know how old Nate Roos was and I couldn't find it. Like, that's how long I've been into this guy. Like, I was like, oh, I don't know how old he is. He seemed young, but he also kind of looks old. Like, his face looks kind of old.
Yeah, he's got a weird old
face. I Googled it. I remember distinctly. I Googled it. He had a Wikipedia page that was like a couple sentences, you know? It was like, oh, he's, you know, used to be in the format, but then he just started this band called Fun. And that was it.
He's about to totally sell out.
Yeah. There was no birth date. There was no info. I Googled.
Yeah.
There was like some forums where some girls were saying like, how old is this guy? I don't know. No one knows. Isn't that funny? Dude. That's like trying to look up, oh, how old is, you know, John Lennon and not being able to find it. Like there's a lot of sources now.
Dude, that's funny. Just not to interrupt your story, but I remember doing that with Adam Carolla in like 1999 or like 2000. I couldn't find him on the internet at all. Yeah. When he was on Loveline, you know?
Yeah. And that's interesting. But back then, I think you kind of had to put yourself on the internet a bit more. Now it's, but also he was smaller, obviously, but like.
Back then, you couldn't find a lot of things on the internet.
When was Wikipedia big? When did that start getting like huge? Right around.
I don't know.
Maybe around the same time, like 2005, 2000. I don't know. That's when I remember using it.
Maybe a little before.
I remember it existing, but it was like a joke. People said like, oh, yeah, that's all. Dude, did we do that bit? Because that's something I've meant to talk about. How old people used to constantly talk about how bad Wikipedia is. And like that was all a joke.
Yeah, that's true. Huh?
It's the main source of knowledge for humanity.
That's true. It's like if you ever look up a person or a band or anything at all, that's
it.
You'll kind of see other stuff and you'll go, nah, I'll just go to Wikipedia. Yeah, exactly. It's probably the most complete.
It's the thing. It's fucking awesome.
That's true. I didn't even realize how that happened.
Do you remember how, I mean, I know you didn't go to college, but
no.
I remember in college, every professor was like, you can't look at Wikipedia. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And maybe it still doesn't fly as like an academic reference, I'm sure, but you can get to, you know, it has the information.
People, well, there's no more academia anymore now that we have
it's
Wikipedia.
It's all Wikipedia.
No need for anything. Yeah. That's why they were trying to get you to stop doing
it. Yeah, nowadays you're just writing. If you're writing something, you're writing Wikipedia. So it's like you need to reference other things because what you're writing will eventually be Wikipedia.
Well, you just go to the bottom of the Wikipedia page and look at the sources that are down there.
Exactly. Yeah. But anyway, I couldn't find his age. It was kind of funny. And I also want to say, now, I don't like the new Fun album. However, I will say that it, and you know, it's a couple years old by now. I will say that it's not horrible. It's just that they were an awesome band that I went and saw in a shitty little town called Stockton, California, where I live. Dude, I went and saw Fun, and they were opening for some shitty band no one knows about. And it was in an auditorium of like maybe 100 people at most. I went and like stood and like had sex with everyone in the band and just did whatever. They were like selling their own shirts, you know, like, God, I wish I'd bought one back then. But anyway. So that's what it's pretty rare that you get to be into a band or anything that's like that level of small and then goes to the level of huge that Fun went to when they like were at the peak, you know, when they released that album and they were on, you know, that show, whatever the hell. God, I can't remember.
Everything.
Yeah. Ever. Yeah. Now they're on McDonald's commercials.
That show called TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's also really rare that you would be able to see a band like that that's actually good, you know, like there's.
Right.
It's one thing that they like got big, another thing that they were actually amazingly good and at that small level for a long time.
Yeah, and we saw them at Sac State. They were
I saw them at Sac State, and then we saw them in San Francisco. Remember?
Yeah, and do you remember? I remember this distinctly. Do you remember in Sac State when he was talking about? He was kind of in this weird mood. He was like all giddy, and he was like, "Oh, what is it?" He's like, "What is that feeling when you're finally making it or whatever?" Like he said something like that. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he said like, "Oh yeah, it's all coming together." Like he had this weird giddy look on his face. And I think they had the single, the Tonight We Are Young or whatever.
Oh, really? Already?
No, shortly after that. I think they must have already recorded it or something. And to go off on another tangent, I remember an interview with Ben Folds where he said, like, he knew his song Brick was going to be huge, like, you know, way soon. Not because it was, like, particularly good, because it's not even, like, his best song or anything.
I don't even know that song.
He probably do. But anyway, in the industry, I think once you get to a certain level and people decide, or whoever, the promoter or the label, once they decide they're going to sell something, they're like, okay, this song's going to be huge. Like, we're going to promote it fucking everywhere and, like, So I think you kind of know ahead of time. And I remember at this show, he was saying like, yeah, what is it? Like, what is this feeling? And he looked all weird. And then the single came out slightly later and I was like, eh, this song's okay. It's not that good. Since then, I noticed when you listen to it on the album, it's totally different. Like they must have released the single just by itself. And then once it started getting huge, maybe they, I don't know if they reproduced it or if they, I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, so, and the funny thing was, the thing I also want to say to the audience, this is what it's like to be me or us, I guess. I was, not only am I saying I was into Fun before anyone knew them, not only that, I was not into Fun before anyone was into them. So yeah. Like when their latest single came out and when their new album came out, before we even knew like, oh, they're huge now, you know, I was already like, eh, this album sucks.
Yeah,
I kind of don't like them. And it wasn't because they were huge yet. So it's like, yeah. I got them coming and going. I got both sides of it. And I think it's a interesting, I was just thinking how funny it is about my taste and maybe yours too, like my music taste, where it's like, oh yeah, I'm listening to this Fun album. It's my least favorite Fun album. I don't even like it. And it's, oh yeah, it's just like one of the biggest albums to come out in the last 5 years.
Yeah, so weird.
It is really bizarre. So that's my story.
Yeah. We were always saying, I don't remember saying, I'm happy that he's making a lot of money because he totally deserves it for all the good music he made. Just sucks that he couldn't have made all that money with the actually legitimately good music he was making before.
Yeah.
So weird how that works.
It really is. And there's some good stuff in that album. And like, at least one thing I was thinking, I don't know if you'd agree, at least people are getting exposed to good lyrics, you know, like some of them are pretty sellouty, like they're pretty like plain and, you know, pretty obvious, but there's a lot of good lyrics, far better than anyone else that I can think of. That's like a major pop star, you know,
it's not, I never really gave that album a good listen when I heard the single and then the song that had like the auto tune and stuff. I was like, I don't even want to listen to this. I couldn't even do it.
I think the one that it really was, killed it for you, I actually remember the one that was like over and over.
Yeah.
I bet you don't even remember it. You listen to that and you're like, I'm not even ever listening to this again. It was just, so I just
knew
repetitive.
I knew it was wrong. I didn't even want to.
Yeah, exactly. We could just tell though. My point is we're fucking geniuses.
Yeah.
That's the point of this show. You and I just knew, like, oh, this is sellout shit automatically.
Yeah, it was obvious.
Sucks. But there's still a handful of good songs. But anyway.
Well, actually, the main thing that made you know it was sellout stuff was the, like, if you listen to their other songs, there's definitely repeating parts, but most of the song is all different things. And you could just tell right away on the singles that it's just, he never wrote songs that repeat the same fucking thing over and over again. God. That tonight we are young. He says that chorus like a billion times.
Yeah.
So annoying. He never did that with his other songs. I mean, he definitely did have repeating parts, but there's always like a really good bridge or I don't know, other stuff going on. That song was just way too much repeating crap over and over and over again. But yeah, I knew when I heard that We Are Young song that it was going to be, I don't know. I could just tell that I didn't know it was going to be as big as it got, but I knew that he wrote it or they wrote it in a way to be like, all right, let's just make a super hit single because it's just so catchy.
Yeah, it's just so crazy to think like how, well, it also sucks because even if Fun were still good, like I can never just, oh, I'm going to go see my little band again. Because I went to like, what is that, like four shows in a pretty short period of time. Like I was going relatively regularly to a Fun related show. And it was like, oh, I'm going to go see my little band that no one gives a shit about. And I can stand in the front, you know, pretty much. And like, God, it just sucks that that will never exist anymore. But
well, I think maybe the other thing that our listeners aren't getting about this is that it's not like you are an active show goer to like a lot of different bands. You know, it's like they're probably thinking like, OK, you liked a lot of bands and this is one of the bands you liked. So whatever, big deal. It's like that's like the only band that I was into during that time that was alive and touring, you know, besides Elliott Smith. I think besides Elliott Smith, I wasn't listening to anything else. Just Elliott Smith
like
and
totally
Fun.
Quit listening to music of any kind.
I don't listen to anything anymore.
And and I actually, I'm trying to remember that might have been, the Format show might have been one of the first shows I ever even went to. Like I just never had money or transportation. And then once I did, I'm not really into anything. So I've been to the Fleet Foxes once. I would go in a heartbeat to any other Fleet Foxes show anywhere in the world. And I would put all our fucking Comedy Shoeshine money into a sack and like take that giant.
You might be able to get to like Fresno.
Yeah, I might be able to pay for like a Uber cab to like four blocks from here if they're having to be playing there. and I also, we saw Tool. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. I would see Tool any day, anywhere.
Yeah, same here. Those are, there's a couple bands that I would see anytime, any place.
Oh, they're touring again.
Yeah,
they?
They're going to do a new album. I think they're probably done with their touring right now. I think they're recording.
So that'll be my next show that I go to. And I go see Mew is coming out with a new album and they might tour. So
yeah, that's awesome.
I'm going to see that.
I go see Laura Marling a lot too. She's someone I can recommend. She's really good. But that's it. Like I don't see anything. So your point is good. Like that was my only band. It was like they took away my only band from me pretty much. It's really weird.
I think even if they were like a medium sized band that played, you know, that played like Warped Tour, like that kind of like they had a lot of fans, but just they weren't like super famous. You would have still wanted to go see them from that music. It's not like you were only following because they were like great and no one knew them.
It's incredible that just the sheer difference though now, like arena versus when we'd fucking go to these venues where like it's 10 feet of space, you know, not that's an exaggeration, but they're really small venues where, you know, you can touch the band. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing that needs to be mentioned is the format was a band for a while. It's not like they were just starting out. And so that's why they were playing small clubs and then whatever. He toured with, I think, was he in a band before Format too?
I don't know about that. That was their second album. I only got into the Format a little late. And they were I remember they were working on another album, or at least they had more songs. Gosh. And I remember my friend, like I don't know if she heard one of the new songs at a concert and she was telling me the lyrics. I was like, those fucking lyrics rule. And I've looked for those lyrics in newer songs, you know, and I don't know if he just never used them or what, but I mean, he's a friggin' factory of awesome lyrics. He's really good at that. And the melodies he used to put to them before it just became the same melody over and over. But
yeah, it's weird.
I just thought it was something interesting to talk about. Cause like, God, how, I don't, that's a once in a lifetime thing.
It'll never happen again.
Yeah. It doesn't happen to that many people.
The moral of the story is go listen to Fun's first album and Format's second album. And then that's it.
I love the Format's first album too, by the way. But
I don't. I don't think it's bad, but it's just, I don't.
No, I it's not as good. It's got some good songs. Yeah, totally. And if you, you know, if you have a band that you think is amazing, that see them a bunch of times. So then one day you can start a podcast and tell people about it who clearly don't. There's no way anyone gives a shit about this story. But
I still hold out hope that he goes through all being famous and then he gets bored of that. And like they break up or something and he just makes good music in when he's rich. He will.
That'd be nice.
Because he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who's going to kill him, you know, like overdose or anything like that.
He's not that at all.
He'll probably be around for a while and he'll end up making good music again. Also, I'm just going to wait it out.
The guitar player is liable to like go solo, don't you think? Like, I bet you.
I don't know.
Because he has his own group that he's still, and I've seen the guitar player like in commercials by himself, you know?
Really? I don't even know who he is. I don't know anything about it.
Well, what do you mean you don't know who he is?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, you don't remember? We practically
Put it out of my mind for the last 2 years, 3 years.
But anyway, I could see that guy going solo and then like Nate decides to like write better stuff. I don't know. I'm not sure how that would factor in, but it might.
I'm just going to wait it out is my point.
Yeah, don't do anything just yet.
I'm not listening to anything else, so it's fine. Whenever he decides to make good music again, I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about, just made me think of something, how, I don't know if everybody's exactly the same, but the weirdest thing to me is liking new music. It's not even just lately. I'm not saying like, oh, I can't like new music anymore. But I mean, like, even when you're in your most music active time, it's so weird how my brain works anyway. It's like, okay, I guess it used to be you'd hear like one song on the radio. So then you buy that album and then try to get into all the songs. But it's so weird how like, Fun took me a really long time to really, really like. Like I remember listening to it 10 times and being like, okay, it's kind of good.
Right. Whereas the second Format album, I think you were into pretty quickly.
Yeah. Right away. But other albums, like right now, if I think about, okay, if someone said, I guarantee you're going to like this album, it's good. You know, you just have to listen to it. It's so weird. Your stupid brain has to go through that same process of like, all right, gonna put the CD in.
Step one, is it Death Heaven?
Yeah, oh my God. No, it's like put it on whatever, on your phone or on in the car, you got to go through some listens where you're just like, all right, I'm not going to really judge anything too much. I just want to let the music, like, you know, just take it all in or whatever. And it's like a weird, not a perfect science, but it's like after a few listens somehow, it goes from like, oh, I didn't know any of these songs or anything about it, to like, I'm into maybe like three or four of the songs a lot. And then you have to say, like, do I want to just listen to those three or four songs over and over and over and over again until I love them? Or do I just like try to branch out and maybe kind of like all the songs on the album? And then when do I really hone in on one? Or it's just weird. I don't know. It's like that whole experience of getting into music is like, it's maybe that's why I don't do it anymore. Cause it's like kind of, I don't want to say it's exhausting, but it's kind of a commitment. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know if everyone's like that or if I'm just crazy, but if I really get into an album, it's kind of a long-term commitment. Like, I have to really listen to the shit out of it. Like, really, really get into it. Well, I haven't done that with anything for a really long time.
There's a couple of bands. I think what really sets it apart now is that there's bands that are new that I'm kind of into, but it's only like one or two songs. There's not very many bands that have an entirely good album. That's the difference. Like, if a band has a whole good album, like Fleet Foxes, it's just, God, I'll listen the shit out of it.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But you're listening to it like, yeah, I can't really explain what I'm thinking, but when you get a good album like those where almost every song is good, it's like a whole...
I love it.
Yeah, that's what... it's like a commitment. Like, you're really wanting to discover the entire album in its entirety as one thing or whatever. It's weird.
I fucking can't, love it. That's weird. Yeah, I don't know what the negative part of that for you is.
No, it's... Well... Because I'm trying to explain what it, well, for one, the mostly what comes to mind is it's not going to happen. You know?
Yeah.
It's like saying, I love meeting a girl and like being in love with her or something. You're like, well, what's the negative side? It's like, well, I don't want to go date. I just don't even, you know, it's just like too much work or something. I don't know.
Well, for me, I can understand that. Like, my least favorite thing is having anyone recommend music to me. It's the worst.
Yeah,
because I know it's 100% terrible. There's
yeah.
The success rate, it doesn't matter who it is, like, it's very low. And whatever, everyone can say I'm a picky asshole or I suck or whatever. But like, I very much am unbiased. All I want, the thing I want more than anything in the world, personally, I think you're saying you're a bit different. All I want is a good album. Like, I just want music that's going to be fucking awesome. That's all I want. So, like, I'm not out to make anything not good. A lot of people, I feel like, have some arbitrary tastes that don't make sense. Mine, like, I it's based on something, and I want it to be good. So I'm never rooting for something to not be good. It's just so few... Music is such a formula now. It's such a fucking formula that anything anyone recommends that's part of the formula, it's no good. I can't do it. So that's my frustration. I don't know if I fully understand your fear of commitment.
Because it never turns out to be good, is what I'm saying. So I don't even, because I guess what I'm trying to say is, I guess you say you know instantly if you like something. I don't, because like even Fleet Foxes, when I first listened to Fleet Foxes, by the way, I didn't really like it because I thought it was trying to be,
you know,
a certain
sound or
style.
You're right, that's an interesting case, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember listening to it a lot and being like, I don't know if I can like this because it seems like a set up hipstery thing that's like everyone's doing now where they sound, you know, it sounded like fucking it sounded like that to me, but they ended up not being like that.
Yeah.
No, I had to listen to it a lot.
Because the reason they're good is that he does a lot within that framework. Like, the music is actually not totally complex. It's like just complex enough. But the formulas and the melodies are what get you. And that's what takes the longest. So that's probably why. Like, little melodies that vary a lot take the longest to be good.
Did you like The Strokes a lot or no? I forget.
I don't. I have no opinion. I forget. What's their main song?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. They have some main hit, right?
I really like The Strokes. I think they were the same where, like, they sound just like all those, that time period where all those bands were, you know, what is that?
I don't know. That's like is it indie? Is it like a indie?
Like lo-fi, like
the
drums are like nothing. And they use like old 60s guitars, kind of, you know, that crap.
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
But it's the same thing. It's not as good as Fleet Foxes, but he had a lot of good melodies and the lyrics are pretty good. Anyways, it's the same. That's the only band that I can think of that is in a genre that's cheesy and lame, but like is actually kind of a good band. Anyways, But yeah, I think it's just that I'll have to spend that like week or two trying to listen to it a lot before I can really tell if it's good or not.
What else do you have to do?
If it's not good, well, I don't know. I don't want to sit there and listen to music. I have to listen to it, like actively listen to it.
Weird.
You know, it's like reading a book or something. It's like I have to read half the book and then go, oh, no, this isn't a good book.
Never yeah, but mind. Reading a book is like hard. Listening to music is easy. God, I love
it. No, it's kind of not for me. Yeah, I have to. That's what I'm trying to. Yeah, that's the point I'm trying to make. I have to like get into it. I don't know how to explain it.
You have to dance and.
Yeah, I have to get, like get naked and oil my body up and dance. And there you go, Reno. Go ahead and let me just call out Reno for to use that as a future drop.
Oh yeah, we gotta do. Yeah, where is Reno? Reno, give us some more drops. I'll change up the. Yeah. Intros.
That one's definitely going to be one. Anyways, we're talking too long about
this. Yeah, that's
this.
True.
People are getting bored.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not listening, so don't worry.
Here, let me try to do something exciting. To, they're not listening yet. the check engine. Oh, wait, no, I did that one. Oh, this is one I've been wanting to do for a super long time. Super long time. And I don't think we've ever done this, even though you and I have talked about this a million times. Damn, I should have wrote down a good example. Okay, I have one. This, I hear this like once a week from a famous person, or especially athletes. But the Pro Major League Baseball Hall of Fame just had like 4 new inductees, I think it was. And somebody was talking about, you know, when they get inducted, they go on all the interview circuit and talk about it and everything. And I heard one of them say, like, you know, they say, well, so how was the experience of being, you know, voted into the Hall of Fame or whatever finally? And, oh, man, it was a super humbling experience.
Yeah.
It's like everybody uses that now when it's the opposite of a humbling experience. Like if I was voted in the Hall of Fame, I'd be like, it made me feel better than everybody else that I walk around. Like before, when I was just a professional baseball player that was good, I felt better than like pretty much every person. But then now that I'm in the Hall of Fame, now I feel better than even every baseball player.
Now I can't fit my
much.
Head through the door. It's
yeah. Why is it that we say, I don't, but they say it's a humbling experience. What the fuck is humbling about being inducted to the Hall of Fame or getting a, they say it too when they sign like a bazillion dollar contract, like a new athlete signs a big contract. It's like, oh, it's a humbling experience that, they, you know, think that I'm this good. And it's like, no, that's not what that means. That's not what humbling means. The fuck?
Well, I hate say it. I think I did this exact thing. Because
you did?
I had a specific time where I thought this exact thing. This guy that I don't, this won't be interesting, but if you need a good example, this guy.
Did you do this on this show?
No, not on this show. Show's been for like 5 minutes, but yeah.
I was going to say.
Well, you said like, oh, we've never done it. That's all. The only reason I bring it up, but. There was someone I know because, you know, I do a little bit of theater and there's this guy that was kind of douchey that he's all right. He's good or whatever. But anyway, he's an older dude and he got the job as like the main artistic director to this theater company. He said like, it's a very humbling experience. And I just remember thinking like, what are you talking? That doesn't humbling experience is if someone just runs by and hits you in the nuts with a baseball bat and then like throws cow shit on your head and like. That's a humbling experience.
Yeah.
Or like you walk into a room or I don't know, you're in a classroom and everyone there is way smarter than you. And like the teacher asks questions and they're like, hey, what's this impossible question? Everyone knows the answer. Like everyone raises their fucking hand. But you, that would be a humbling experience. When you get to the Hall of Fame or like you get a huge promotion, that's not humbling. It's the opposite. Yeah. Like you said, it's literally the opposite of what you're saying. It's so fucking dumb.
How did that evolve into something that everybody says every time?
I think it's the same thing. I think it's the same instinct that fuels people's like superstitions. You know how when you always have to be humble. And so in this experience, you literally are just trying to be humble. Like you're literally saying, I'm humble. I'm humble, even though that's not what this is. I think it's that same kind of instinct. It's weird.
I don't know. I think, I do remember talking about this before because I remember trying to come up with like something, some way it really would be humbling because like if you're interviewing for a job and they are interviewing for a promotion and they just like tear you down, like just humiliate the shit out of you during the interview process to try to like see if you'll break or something, like, you know, or I don't know, something to where you get the job, but you're like, wow, that was a humbling experience. Like, I definitely thought I was better than I was when I went in there and they made me feel like shit, but then they still gave me the, you know, they still gave me the promotion. So it was a humbling experience.
Why did they have to give you the promotion?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think, because I don't know. I just can't believe that everyone says that now for things that are the opposite of humbling. And it seems like something that would have evolved from something that actually was a humbling experience. And then they just, you know, now it's just used for everything. But I can't think of what the original thing would have been.
I doubt that. I think it's just comes from our, you know, language. We get worse and worse at language and things mean less and less. I mean,
I think you mean badder and badder.
Yeah. We get more badly. get more bads. at word.
Anyways, now you'll notice that my goal for this show and anything I do in life is that I want anybody who's listening to hear whatever we say and then it ruins you for the rest of your life. Like every time you see anybody say it's a humbling experience, you go, God damn it. If that, that asshole Sam wouldn't have said that during the show, I would have just never noticed that and would have gone on my way. But then you're going to hate that person. That's my goal.
Yeah, it's really annoying. You can't just say something's humble. Like it really is just like saying I'm humble. That's all it is. You're not.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
Also, there's nothing that's humbling about being given huge being in the Hall of Fame. That means a bunch of people said this guy is one of the best baseball players that ever played out of thousands that played during that time period. That were all major league baseball players.
I just thought of what it is that evolved. You actually might be totally right. I totally just thought of what it is.
It has to be.
Here's what it is. It comes from someone who actually knew what they were talking about and was good with words. Maybe let's say it was like an Oscar speech. Let's say it was a Hall of Fame. What they probably said was, wow, to be in the presence of such greats like Babe Ruth and Marlon Brando. It's the same guy. Got him both an Oscar and in the Hall of Fame. They probably said like, Marlon Brando, you know, what's the name of one other good actor? I can't think of one. Leonardo DiCaprio. Christopher Walken. Anyway, he said like, you know, it's so humbling to be in the this crowd, to be, you know, to see these other names. Like, I feel very, you know, humbled. And you're giving me this award. I don't know why you're giving it to me. I mean, you know, it was probably some aw shucks speech like that.
Yeah.
And then people just shortcut it into like, oh, I'm very humbled.
Yeah, that's probably it. Even that doesn't make sense though.
Yeah, no, it doesn't really, but it's a way to deflect. It's a, cause I've said this for a long time. It's so weird.
You say that, you're humble all the time.
Yeah. I've been humbled by how well I've said this for so long. No. I think it was back when some sports related observation I was making. It's weird that in post game interviews after the, you know, you're talking to the winning quarterback, we want the guy to say, like, we want to say like, oh, you're amazing. The interviewer is supposed to say you just won. You're awesome. This is great. And then we want the guy to say like, oh, it wasn't me. You know, it was my team. If a guy just said, oh yeah, I did it. I'm the best. Like, I'm the best quarterback. I won that game. Like, you hate him. But it's weird because that's what happened. Like, most of the time, you know, when Tom Brady won the Super Bowl today or, you know, yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah. It's like Tom Brady should be able to say like, yeah, well, I'm probably the best quarterback that I know of.
I mean, you guys know anybody better? Because I mean.
Yeah, I probably.
Please tell me.
Of the people, the quarterbacks I know, I think I'm the best. And that's probably why I won the game. But you would kill him. Like, everyone would hate him. It's weird that we all want to recognize great people and then have them say like, oh, it was someone else behind me who really did it. Yeah. You know, isn't that weird?
Yeah, I remember you doing this before.
It wasn't funny then. Weird. It's not funny then. No.
No, it's not funny. It's just true and weird.
Yeah. Well, did you have anything more on that? Otherwise, I forgot I had a clip to
play. I was going to say that I am truly humbled by the download numbers of our podcast.
Yeah, but you mean it in the correct way.
Or do I? I'm not going to say how I mean that, but I'll just say that I'm definitely humbled.
Well, I don't know if I totally forgot about this until I looked at my notes, but I have a clip that I want to play because I thought it was really funny. Now, this is, people may know, Sam doesn't listen to anything or know anything, but Neil deGrasse Tyson, who did Cosmos and, you know, somebody I've listened to for since before he made a sellout album called Cosmos. But anyway, he has a podcast called Star Talk, which I'm sure it's one of the biggest podcasts in the world.
Hollywood actually. Stars and stuff?
Yeah, and we're going to hear about how humble they are. No, it's actually one of the biggest podcasts in the iTunes, which
universe.
Is good.
Universe.
And something...
Where's that laugh track?
Yeah. Something happened on this podcast, the latest episode, that I found I couldn't even... Well, I'll just play it. So here's an astrophysicist, a really smart, science-y guy... who, you know, is really well respected and a smart and probably he's an atheist, but he doesn't really talk about it. Anyway, here's him on part of his show here introducing somebody. Let's just see.
Oh, yeah.
Our next guest is another person deeply committed to the human condition around the world. We all take access to clean water and fresh air for granted. So much of the world cannot. And in this effort, we have brought with us to the stage His Holiness, the Gyalwang Drupa Lama. His Holiness.
Dude, His Holiness. First off, the fucking editing of the show kills me. I listen to it every week, but I can't stand the... We are listening to the... why are you editing so fucking much? Just let him talk. Dude, it gets even worse than that. That was nothing. Uh-huh. Like, I don't understand it. There must be really pressed for time or something. But anyway, yeah, so I'm listening to I'll go ahead and say he's a science hero to a lot of people, and he has to refer to some fucking guy who, by the way, did a good thing. He, like, cleaned up a bunch of water somewhere, so that's nice. Like, good for this guy. He has to refer to this guy as His Holiness. The entire show. It wasn't just then. It wasn't like, oh, His Holiness, and then we'll call him Frank or whatever the hell his name is. The entire show he has to say, so, Your Holiness. Like, seriously, Jesus. I'm not even joking. What the fuck? Am I nuts? I was losing my mind. I couldn't even listen to this. Like, His Holiness. What does that mean?
What does it mean to be holy anyway?
I don't know. Full of holes, I guess. Holy. But
holy.
Yeah, like, whose definition are you going by? And, like, at what point? I wonder what the critical mass of followers you have to have is. Because if I just decide, like, hey, Sam, I'm my holiness now. Like, you just... You have to refer to me as, like, My Holiness because of my podcasting. Like, I'm a mogul. I don't know if you knew this.
Have you guys met my holy brother?
Yeah. So I've got one follower. Count one follower in the back. Is that enough to...
Holy is connected to a god or a religion, religiously and morally good.
Yeah, but then that would be a lot of people, right?
I know. Good point. Yeah. When do you get... Is it like...
It's just you have to have enough fucking assholes.
How many holy acts do you have to commit?
Yeah. How much water do you have to walk on? I think you should have to perform a public miracle that no one can debunk. And then I will call you holy. I will gladly call you holy. If you can walk on water with scientists watching being like, I don't know how he did that. That was incredible. Then yes. Dude, His Holiness. Holiness.
His Holiness.
His Holiness. Yeah, he can't even say like holy.
Mr.
Person.
Holy.
Yeah. Hi, Steve Holy.
Dr. Holy.
Yeah, Reverend Holy.
His Holiness.
His Holiness. You have to refer, it's like Your Highness. Like, you can't say their name. He has to say a quality that he has. Like my gaseousness. Like, someone would have to say, Your Fartness.
I just looked it up on this weird website called Wikipedia.
Oh, and it says, that's shit. Don't, you can't trust anything that comes from it.
The honorific His Holiness is the official style used to address the Roman Catholic Pope and the Greek Orthodox something patriarch. But it says the term is sometimes abbreviated or HH. What? This is not written correctly. H.H. when confusion with His or Her Holiness is unlikely. The hell? The associated form address is Your Holiness.
Yeah, exactly.
The fuck?
It's what he had to refer to.
Religious leaders from other things. So you just have to be a religious leader. Shinto, Buddhism, Islam.
But it's crazy that on a science podcast, he has to put up with that shit. Like, I understand the guy did a good thing. I understand you don't even have to, like, debate religion with him if you don't want to. Just talk about water or whatever the topic is. But, like, to have to call him Your Holiness, like,
yeah,
It's insane. I could imagine, what's the difference between him and, like, if you were talking to Charles Manson? You know, he was pretty holy. A lot
he's
of people
not holy.
Dude, people consider him holy. He has more followers than we have listeners. Like, people who think he's like a prophet of God. What's the difference? It's just that enough people follow him or some shit. Like, it's insane.
I think it's like you said, if you can just get away with people calling you it, that's all it is.
Yeah.
That's the power. If you have enough power for someone to call you His Holiness, then you deserve to be called His Holiness.
Right. Yeah. It's like,
there's
Game
no
of Thrones crap,
beginning or end to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Power like a chicken is the shadow on the wall. It's what we perceive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
I wonder if he's really humbled by being called His Holiness.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't you feel like an asshole if people were calling you that?
Yeah. I know. That's what.
Like, please, it's just HH.
And what if you ever have to correct someone to call you that? Like, please refer to me as My Holiness. I don't know if you can smell how holy I am right now, but so stupid.
That would, if there was some sort of proper religion, you would think that one of the things would be like, never refer to humans as the holiness. Like, isn't that insulting to?
Yeah.
I don't know. Isn't that
especially
weird?
Especially with, like, how, it's not like, you know, holy leaders don't have a history of being corrupt and like shitty. Yeah. Like, even religious people would acknowledge that. Like, what are the odds that this person you're calling like His Holiness is, you know, clean, never been bribed, never done any weird shit that
has
church
no
people
holes.
Do? No, he's full of, completely full of holes. Yeah.
Riddled with bullet holes. I will go out on a limb and say that I will never refer to somebody as Your Holiness or His Holiness ever in my life.
I was just going to say, at what would the penalty have to be to make you refer to? I was just thinking, if it was a death penalty thing, I might still not do it and just hope to get by on appeals or something. Like,
yeah. There's like, I'm not calling him that. So no. Just do what you will with me. Yeah.
Like, my head's in like the guillotine. I'm like, no, I'm not going to say it. All
do it. Go ahead. Off with my head.
He's like, all you have to do is say, Your Holiness, please don't kill me. And then you're free. We'll let you go. We'll give you money.
It's just a man, right? It's just a guy with like a penis.
Yeah, but just call him Your Holiness and you're out of this guillotine. You're we never use this guillotine. We only brought it out because you wouldn't call him.
Like, if you took all his clothes off, he's got like a penis and regular body, like a male body.
I don't
want to
think
hair.
Of His Holiness in that manner, okay? I just need you to say, Your Holiness, don't kill me.
He can't dunk or anything, right? I mean, he's just like he can't.
His Holiness very much can dunk, okay? And no
did he run like
it.
A three-minute mile? Like, I'm trying to figure out where.
No, he's just very good, okay?
Has he broken the sound barrier?
Look, I'm going to pull this guillotine. I'm going to do it.
He needs to shower like everyone else, right? Like, he's not.
I wouldn't know.
He's not eternally clean or. Does his hair grow normally?
Okay, he's
earwax.
Yeah, all that. It's, sure, but he's
and
really
why
holy.
Why do I have to call him His Holiness? He's just
it's
a normal
his
guy.
His Holiness. You're asking why do you have to call His Holiness His Holiness? That's what you call him. He's holy.
Does he wear deodorant? Does he naturally not have BO?
Okay, he wears deodorant, but still, he's still really holy. Like it.
I don't understand what's why.
Have
what
you
is
seen
it about
him? Look at him. He just looks.
Does he levitate?
Holy.
Does he levitate?
I'm going to chop your head off if you don't just call him His Holiness.
Can he win at rock, paper, scissors every time?
You know, sometimes? He is actually pretty good at rock, paper, scissors. I will say that.
My uncle was pretty good at rock, paper, scissors. Wow. I need someone who's perfect.
Well, His Holiness, your uncle, is not here right now. So, yeah. I'd just be like, nah, if that's the world I'm living in where I have to call someone His Holiness, whatever. I'm not that big a fan of living.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much.
I do it for less.
Yeah. His Holiness. Anyway, the editing was the other funny part. Let me play it for a few more seconds just to get a load of this fucking editing.
So this stage is now sanctified, I think, by your presence here. Thank you for joining us, both of you. It's almost a lost art. I grew up.
Dude, do you hear that? God, it's
yeah,
constant.
Weird.
There's one, I can't find it on short notice, but there's one where sometimes they do the editing where they need to keep in an applause or a laugh. So it'll be like, oh, and there you go. Aha. And then like cuts off and then comes back over. It's the weirdest fucking thing.
Like Tim and Eric when they do that, like, yeah, laughing. Love
totally.
That.
And then you think, like, yeah. Then you think, like, so they just chopped that in for my benefit to, like, let me know the audience liked it, God. But then they're not going to let it play the whole time. It's so weird. Anyway, weird. I love the show. I listen to it every time.
Side note, that's why I can watch Tim and Eric, because I can laugh at that every time. It's so pleasurable to watch, like, messed up editing. Like, they always do yeah, that purposeful, really, like, stupid is. Fake editing. So good.
That's something that you can't deny they've done better than anyone else. It's like the yeah, shitty 80s, like, public access stuff.
Yeah, it's
like
so funny.
Weird. Yeah, it's awesome.
Man. Okay, I got another one. Let's do it. We're going to do a longer show because last week was only 45 minutes, so.
All right, well, this is about 45 complaints. Minutes, so let's go.
Yeah, I got a bunch of complaints. Did you?
Oh, good.
They said they want more shoe shine, so I thought we'd go a little over, so I'll do a little bonus.
I was really humbled by the number of complaints I got.
Yeah. By the way, I've been getting a lot of requests for us to do two shows a week, but I wish we could do it. I would do it.
Yeah.
But we need to get paid more Amigo money. Yeah. So I got a good one. I was driving to the mail to drop off some packages and adjust my package. And I drove by AutoZone, you know, auto parts store. And I was thinking, like, who the fuck goes to auto parts stores? Do you know anybody who goes, like, shops in an auto parts store? What is the point of an auto parts store? It's like, we have cars. And then, like, if something goes wrong with your car, do you ever think, like, I'm going to go to the auto parts store and, like, fix this? Do you ever do that? Who does
well,
that?
Bad example. No, yeah, I'll say for like bulbs, you don't go to the auto parts store for a bulb?
No, I don't have any bulbs. I never have a bulb problem. I just get a new car.
You just throw away the car,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This might be more rich guy problems.
But
here.
Can't you go to like Walmart and get a bulb?
Yeah, maybe. That's a good point.
But I mean, yeah, there's like
they've got to be going out of business pretty soon.
That's what I mean. There's like giant chains of auto parts stores and like who is going and buying auto parts? Okay, I'll give you like whatever floor mats, bulbs, but like a lot of them, don't they have like a huge inventory of like actual car parts?
Engines?
Like, yeah, like alternators and batteries. Are there that many guys that are like driving? Because here's my point is like 20 years ago, even like 10 or 15 years ago, there's probably still a decent amount of people that are driving cars that you could fix. Like, you know, like a 80s or 90s car. And you're like, oh, a belt broke and I can just like change this belt. But any car within the last 10 years, you can't do shit on those cars.
Yeah.
They're all like, if you open up the hood, it's just like a plastic box and everything's inside that box. And then it's all like there's.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I buy more RAM for my car, but other than that.
Yeah. Okay. Most of that you can get on Amazon. But like, yeah, I don't understand who's going to auto parts stores. Has it become, or was it always, maybe? Is it just for poor people? Like
rednecks. There's a lot of, redneck, like people who kind of, I respect that they're good with cars and so they fix their own shitty cars. But yeah, it's.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, really. It just feels like auto parts stores should have died like 10 years ago and somehow they're still around. So I don't know who. Somebody's going to them and buying stuff from them.
Yeah, it's like bookstores. It's like any bookstore you see, like there's your days are numbered. There's no way you're staying in business for that much longer.
I don't know. Kind of depressing. It's just like, yeah, auto parts stores are depressing to me. If you go to an auto parts store, there's always like, this has always made me laugh. The parking spots like right out front of an auto parts store, they're always like, you can look down and see like the core of the earth because there's so much like, acid erosion stuff that's been poured out all over those spots. Yeah. Like it looks like it's just funny. Any parking spot near an auto parts store is like the most destroyed concrete.
Yeah. And there's usually like, one melted. Person trying to do something in, like,
that's
in the parking
thing I was gonna
lot
say.
Of the store.
There's always a guy that's like his life is depending on him being able to start his car within the next like 30 minutes. And he's drinking like, he has a giant like Slurpee, like, or not Slurpee, one of those like 640 ounce like plastic, you know, 7-Eleven soda cup things.
Yeah.
God. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. I don't know who shops there or what. It, like, think of it this way. if I said, dude, here's $50, go down to an auto parts store and get yourself whatever you want. What the fuck would you buy there?
Yeah. Some freshener, I guess. I don't know.
I know. There's nothing.
Be like, I'd buy another fucking thing of those window wipes that I use one of and then they just dry out in the back. Yeah. In my seriously. Car every time. Yeah. I've gone through.
Yeah.
Hold on real quick. I've gone through probably realistically in my life, like 10 of those and yeah. I've used 2 sheets max yeah, from each genius. One. Yeah,
genius. Just dry. They put like a fan in there to dry it out as fast as possible.
Yeah.
It's funny how many, this is a whole nother topic, but how many products are designed to like wear out so you have to buy more? There's like everything's like that. It's weird.
Is it? Or, I don't know. Like what?
Like, or not that they're designed, but you know they could probably make them a different way so that they would last longer. Yeah. But why would you want to, you know? If you were the company, why would you be like, oh, let's make these wipes last for 4 years? And be like, but then that guy wouldn't have to go back and buy them again from us. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
For all I know, there's not more than 2 wipes in there. Like, it's 2 wipes and then, like, a bunch of Monopoly money.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's just Kleenex.
Yeah.
There's, like, a little ribbon that's Kleenex is tied to it.
Well, if we're doing complaints, I got a complaint.
Hey, wait.
Yeah. So I was on a, most of my stories are work lunch break related. I've found, but walk I was on a lunch related, break yeah. and I wanted to go to Safeway for a sandwich. Safeway has pretty delicious sandwiches. Mm-hmm. I'm a pretty big fan, but so we went to Safeway and the line for once was not very long. There was like 2 people getting helped. They were already being helped, and that was it. And I was like, oh, we are fucking lucky today, because normally there's. It's like a 5-person line and, you know, can take your entire lunch break. So I get in this line and then we proceed to wait for like, okay, just take a realistic guess and ignore the direction I'm going with the story. How long would you think if 2 people were already being helped at the counter with two people working as well? Like, so 2 customers, 2 people working, their sandwiches are already being worked on. How long would you think it would take to come to me next in line?
3 minutes.
So that's a good guess. That's a good guess. It's, yeah. It could be 10 seconds or it could be, 3 minutes, maybe 4.
Well, they got to ring the person up. And
yeah.
Then,
yeah. So yeah, somewhere in that range, dude, fucking no exaggeration. 15 minutes. I have no way. You know how long, just think that's about how long time. That is to stand there next in line when 2 people are already being helped and it's fucking 15 minutes. I don't know what they were doing. I have the workers, they were moving the entire time. I don't know what they were doing. They're moving kind of slowly. It took for fucking ever. So I was already in a terrible mood. Literally, my lunch break was like just about over because walking over to there and then waiting for 15 minutes. So I was like, oh, great. So I have to get my sandwich and just kind of, you know, go back to work. And then I say, okay, there's a number. You know, they have like set sandwiches. Yeah. You know, whatever they are. And I say, I want the Philly cheesesteak because that's
set
really good.
Match sandwich.
Yeah. Game set sandwich. And I see the Philly cheesesteak and I think, I want a Philly cheesesteak. I fucking love Philly cheesesteaks. So I order one. I'm already in a terrible mood because, you know, I've had to wait forever, but I'm trying to keep it together, not be too mad. I'm just like, hey, give me a. And also, here's the other thing. Whenever a line backs up behind me, I'm feeling stressed. I'm instantly stressed. Like, this is taken for fucking ever. It's not even my fault. And there's 10 people behind me now. And like, I feel bad for the workers, but I'm also like, why the fuck are they taking so long? So these are the kind of stresses that I feel on a daily basis. Probably a lot of people.
Amazing you made it to the safe.
Dude, I know. So I'm ordering. Picture me now. I'm like, just give me a Philly cheesesteak. I want to go bam, bam. Like, just give it to me. I'm done. Get out of everybody's way.
Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. Put the cheesesteak in my mouth. And then she starts with the fucking questions. Yeah. Oh, what kind of bread do you want? Just the Philly cheesesteak. The one that's right there on the board that says like Philly cheese. Just give me that. Okay, so what is that?
Pickles.
Like sweet bread? Yeah. She's like, sweet bread? What's the fucking bread that goes on the Philly cheesesteak? Whatever that is, that's what I want. Like, I didn't say it in those words, but I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then it doesn't fucking stop, dude. You said pickles in a joking manner. She asked, like, okay, so what do you want on it? And I was like,
just 1, 2, or 3 pickles.
just give me the Philly cheesesteak. That's all I want. Just what? And then she goes, well, yeah, okay, so do you want lettuce and tomato? And I was like, lettuce and tomato?
Gross.
Is that, dude, yeah, but here's the thing. I was confused. I was like, oh, does that go on it? Like, I guess it's that. That doesn't sound right. But then I was in too big of a hurry to say, like, wait, no, that doesn't sound right. Take that back off. So I just left it. I went with a fucking lettuce and tomato on my Philly cheesesteak.
Gross.
Yeah, dude. And I ended up taking
lettuce
out the tomato.
Lettuce and Philly cheesesteak.
Dude, this is what I'm saying. I was so fucking mad. What is the point in having a sandwich with a name? Why even do that? It should be 1 through 10. The menu items should be sandwich, 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 sandwich. That's it. Doesn't fucking matter. What is the point? I ask you for a Philly cheesesteak, and then I have to answer 100 questions about every ingredient that would go in it. Why bother? Just
That's
say,
weird.
Give
they
me
don't
a
usually
sandwich.
Do that to me. Yeah, dude, they usually just go with whatever that is.
No, every time. This is my biggest complaint in life. I've complained about the, you know, they're constantly asking me coffee, like what milk I want, all that, and I just want there to be a regular. I just want the rule to be, unless I say specifically that I want something different, just go with whatever the goddamn norm is. That's what I want the rule in life to be. That's all I want.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
What's the deal with all the different breads? When did that start? Like, have you ever eaten a sandwich and you're like, oh, that would have been good except for it wasn't the honey
They're
oat
all
bread.
Fine. They're all
just
really
bread.
Good.
I mean, I can see having like wheat and white.
Yeah.
And then, or like French or something, you know, whatever.
Sourdough,
but like...
Yeah.
Sourdough, yeah. But like,
there's even more though. There's ones we can't even fucking name.
There's so many different breads.
Yeah.
And then, it stresses you out because you're like, well, I want the Asiago cheese bread. But then if I get the Philly cheesesteak
like
on Asiago cheese.
There should be some right answer. And they're like, why are you asking me? Like, this, you should know this. There's some, if I say a wrong bread, there's a lot of opportunity for error there. Like, what if I say a bread that's the equivalent of putting lettuce and tomato on your fucking cheesesteak?
There should be like a computer screen where like when you pick, well, let me back up. First, you should just say Philly cheesesteak and then they just make the fucking sandwich
without
fucking anything.
Kidding. Thank you.
If not, it would be like Philly cheesesteak and then you select that on the screen and then, you know, it like grays out certain things. So there's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have a choice between. Yeah, I have a choice between some different cheeses and some different Phillies.
Phillies, yeah.
Like Philly meat.
This is a good looking Philly.
Yeah. Like, so that, yeah. I'll go
how many
with that
hands
Philly
is
meat.
That Philly?
Yeah. And then like whatever. Any like yeah, some mustards or I don't know, whatever else could go on a Philly cheesesteak. Onions, like onions, no onions. But it should just gray out like sprouts and like you know, pickles and like avocado and stuff, because you're not gonna put that on a Philly cheesesteak.
I'm not joking when I say I ended up with a Philly cheesesteak with lettuce and tomato.
That's disgusting.
I was so fucking annoyed that I was like, wait, what does that? Okay. Does that go on it? She's like, yeah. Do you want?
She just in a bad mood or something?
I don't know.
She was just messing with you.
It could be why it ended up taking, you know, 15 minutes for two people whose sandwiches were already being made.
Yeah. They were like, I don't know. I just want, can I just have like a piece of bread? And she was like, what kind of?
Peace.
What kind of lettuce did you want on that?
She just has like all these stacks of lettuce and tomato ready to
Someone ordered like a peanut butter sandwich. She's like, all right, tomatoes and lettuce.
Oh man. Yeah. Salted or unsalted lettuce and tomato.
Yeah.
It really is the biggest thing in life. I just want to order something and I want that to be something. I want someone to have a plan. Someone had a recipe that was Philly cheesesteak or, you know, whatever it is at a restaurant or whatever. Someone has a recipe. They made that product and they designed it. I just want that fucking design. Give me that. I will tell you if I'm allergic to something. That's all I want.
We must have said this bazillion times, but that is one of the biggest things ever in life that I hate is people ordering stuff off of a menu and changing all the stuff. It's like, don't order that. Go to a different restaurant. Like, just eat what they have made, and if you like it, then you like it. If you don't, go somewhere else. Like, I hate that. Like, can I have it with, like, extra pickles? No. God.
Yeah, I'll allow one thing. One thing. I mean, I won't do it, but I'm saying, like, one thing is reasonable. Like, oh, I don't, you know, I don't like tomatoes. No tomatoes. I would never say that. But I'm just saying, like, I'll allow you one objection, and that's it. Once you get to two, it's like, just go fucking kill yourself.
Yeah.
You asshole.
It's weird. I would like to say, like, how miserable would you have to be in life to be like that? But not like I'm not like I'm super happy about life. But I think if I was like that, where anytime I went to eat somewhere, I had to, like, go through all these different things that need to be changed on the item. It would just, it wouldn't be worth it. I wouldn't even eat.
Dude, it would stress just don't even eat. Shit out of me.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what always happens with those people is they get it and they're like, oh, this is not, forgot to do this or that, or they put too much of this.
And then I end up eating whatever they got.
That is weird though. With all the complaints I have about life, I'll eat pretty much everything. Like, long as it's somewhat warm, if I get a meal, any fast food or restaurant, it's awesome every time.
Yeah, I really
we've talked about that.
I just need to, I just need to order hot. Like, hi, I'll have a hot.
Give me the hottest thing you have.
It doesn't have to be super hot. I just need something hot. Yeah. And then whatever that is hot, I'll eat that.
Why would we want stuff that's hot for evolutionary purposes? Well, it must just be I don't know what it is. That doesn't make any sense though.
I think you would never get anything off bad bacteria or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
eating a fresh kill when it's still hot.
You steaming. Know? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I'm sure
meat from like a fresh Philly, like right when you downed her. A downed Philly? I bet the meat
Well,
is
let
just
me
like...
think back to the last time I hunted down a Philly in cold blood and then ate it immediately.
Warm blood.
Warm blood, yeah. No, my blood was cold. Their blood was warm.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, though, I wasn't even going to mention it. I don't know why. I forgot. But yeah, one of the girls I work with.
Hold on, before you say another word. You are now entering bonus content of this week's episode. Just to make it clear. Sorry.
Yeah, and we need to make sure that more people pledge at, patreon.com/shoeshine to make this bonus content possible. So just get on that.
Thank you to all the people who are footing the bill for this bonus content and all you freeloaders who are enjoying it.
So quick side note to my side note to my side note. I don't know. I guess I work with a woman. It's weird. This woman or girl, woman, I guess, she's older, but she looks younger because she's Asian and she's tiny. Mm-hmm. Mm. So like I have a hard time saying woman. Isn't that weird? Is that weird? Am I just weird?
No,
I want to say girl. But she could be in her 40s. I actually don't even know.
I'm going to come hang out.
Well, dude, just wait till you hear what I have to say. She's the fucking worst at the eating thing, at the pickiness, like what you said. Dude, we went to a Korean barbecue place, the whole unit. Yeah, no, it's great.
Which one did you go to?
I forget. I actually don't remember the name of it. I just follow everybody and then go eat everything. I'll figure it out after. She had to, dude, I'm uncomfortable just thinking about it, as you can tell. When she starts ordering, and it's been probably two or three times now that we've gone out, maybe more. When she starts ordering, I want to just crawl into a fucking hole and die. Like I'm right, I can just feel the waiter like,
annoying.
She has to go through like, is that real? Is there eggs in this? Like, is there actual eggs? Do you put mayonnaise? Like, is everything? She's fucking. Yeah. I don't know if she's vegan necessarily. I think she might be, but she's also like everything has to be homegrown, like all this shit. But she'll still go to restaurants and ask about all this crap. Dude, drives me insane.
Yeah. What was that word again? Never mind. I'll never.
Oh, that guy, that I know. Commercial... I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll edit this out. Let's think of this. I'm a localitarian? Local four? I think that's what it is.
What did I think he said, though?
I don't know. You thought he said something different?
Yeah, and I was like, what the hell is that? And you're like, oh, no, it's this. I don't know, whatever. Anyway.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Baxter?
No, yeah. I'm not thinking of Baxter.
Yeah,
what is it again? Backstrom. Yeah.
So I'll tell the quick story. Lydia said like, oh, this show Baxter, we keep seeing these previews. I can't remember what she said, but she said something to that effect. And I said, Baxter? What the fuck are you talking about? And then she's like, yeah, Baxter, the one with the guy from The Office. I was like, you mean Backstrom, right? She was like, oh, is it Backstrom? We've seen 40 of these fucking spots. And I was like, so then I... Then I hate tell Sam to say, like, can you believe, get a load of, my fiance who thinks it's Baxter and not Backstrom. And then Sam's like, oh, wait, it's not Baxter.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
You thought it was Baxter. And it's like, what I saw was, I saw Backstrom and I thought of the hockey player and then it was forever Backstrom. There's no, like that great movie. Backstrom. So that was that story.
All right, one more bonus thing. So that way, next week I'll have nothing.
Are you expecting me to put this out to like just on Patreon or
Faster? No, I'm just saying
bonus
just,
time.
Like just bonus time. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
You know, well, I went to get gas. You know how most of the time, unless you're poor, you just get gas until your tank's full and then it charges your card, whatever?
You can't start this now. This is going to be another rant. But anyway, go on.
I went to to get gas and the thing wasn't working. My card wasn't working. And so I went up to the window and the guy was like, oh, yeah, there's been something going on. Are you using a certain card from a certain bank? And I was like, yeah, actually I am. And he's like, oh, yeah, like everybody all day, it just hasn't been working. But if I run it manually as like a credit card, then you can use it. And I was like, okay. And he goes, so how much do you want? And I'm like, I don't know, like $30. I don't know. It was like, I don't know, $30, I guess. So he put $30. So then I went to fill it up and it went to like, you know, it went to like $29.50. And then it goes from filling up normal to like fucking turtle speed. Like a cent like every hour goes by. Oh, it's the most annoying thing because it's like, you know, the fucking thing can just go and turn off right at $30. It could totally do that, but they do it on purpose so that most people are like, ah, fuck this, whatever. $29.50 is enough. And they just rip the pump out and like put it away and drive off. And they probably, all the gas companies probably make millions of dollars on those like 50, 25, 30 cent like things. Because people are like, fuck this, I don't care. I don't need that like third of a gallon. I'll just leave. God.
Yeah.
I just thought that's an awesome like thing that they do that should be illegal. They should just be like, you can't make the pump slow down to zero speed right at the end. Because there's no, I don't care what anyone says about like, oh no, if they don't do that, it'll pump too much. No, they can do that. I know they can do that.
Yeah, there's no way they can.
Just have something in the pumper thing go like, you know, cut off before and say like that was exactly $30 worth of gas and then it just doesn't pump any more gas. Like
yeah, how would you know if they didn't let exactly that amount of gas in? You know, we're just taking their word for it. Just cut off at 30, it might have been a little less. We'll never know. They could still rip us off, but at least we won't be standing there the fucking pump. But anyway, that never happens because like you said, I mean, how often do you?
No, never.
Oh, God.
But I do. A lot of people do that.
I know.
Like,
that's what I was going to go on a rant about. I don't fucking get it. So many people will be like, well, I'll just put in $10 now. It's like, what? The whole thing about getting gas is it's fucking annoying to stop and get gas. Like I fill up my gas tank. Then I open the window. I put gas in the entire vehicle in my trunk. I find any water bottles I have and like fill those with gas.
I've converted all my seats into just gas holding like plastic things.
Yeah. Windshield wiper fluid. You don't need it. Yeah. Just put gas in there.
Yeah. There's another tip. Later. You don't coolant and gasoline. Same thing. Fill up your coolant reservoir with gas.
Virtually the same compound. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They just put blue dye in it. That's the only difference.
Yeah. That's all it is. I drink a bunch of gas so that maybe I can puke it up later into the gas tank.
Yeah,
it's unreal to me.
I'll make a cup out of my hands, like put my two hands together into a cup and just hold a little extra gas in there for a long time.
For a week, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I'll just go up to the thing and like kind of pour it in my gas tank.
Yeah, I sometimes you can squeeze a bit into your tires if you're really, especially if you have a spare, you're not going to use that spare. Just pump gas into the. I don't get it. I'm not sure what the reasoning is because for me, it's always like, well, until recently, gas for one always just goes up in price. Recently it's gone down. So maybe I lost a few bucks if I wouldn't, you know, only filled half a tank and then bought another half later, but that's negligible. The bigger thing is like, you're going to have to put that more gas in sometime, right? You're not just going to abandon your car once you get done with the like 4 gallons.
I got $10 worth of gas left to drive this car and it's never leaving my driveway again.
Going off a cliff. I've never. Yeah, you're going to have to get it and you can hold that much of it. So just put the max that you can hold in there.
No, at the end of this week, I'm done driving. This is my last week of driving. That's it for me.
Yeah, and I feel bad because I'm sure a lot of people, they're just so strapped for cash that they literally like, I can only afford $10. Yeah, whatever. Okay. I understand that. But here's what I suggest you people do. It only happens once. Like if you just filled up every time, then it would be that much longer until you bought your next tank of gas. So you only have to foot that extra $10 that you're worried about one time. So just find $10 on the street, beg for $10, and then you'll save yourself so much goddamn trouble and just fill it up all the way every time. Yeah. You don't end up getting more or gas.
Just use a credit card and like just pay it off whenever you can.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Every time you're out of gas, fill the whole thing up. I know. It's if you ever leave without a full tank of gas, it's like I feel terrible.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing is one of our cars, like the gas, some reason, like the, you know.
Shuts off earlier.
It'll shut off and I have to like manually hold it. And I'll do that until I just cannot stand it anymore because it keeps like stopping. Dude, oh my God, it makes me so fucking mad. Anyways.
All right.
Yeah, well, so that was
far
funny.
Too much bonus time. So you fuckers owe us money.
Yeah. We're charging you double on Patreon.
No, not double. That's so much money. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for another great show, Sam.
You're welcome.
That was good stuff. And audience, thanks for listening and hope you enjoyed that bonus time. We'll see
if you want us to ever get to, to get to two shows a week or anything like that, just tell everybody you know, tweet out, retweet, follow us on Twitter and retweet. We got to grow this thing.
Yeah, true.
Our dream is to do this, what, 2-3 times a day? We'll do like a morning episode. And imagine if you had Shoeshine to listen to 3 times a day.
Yeah, I want to get to the point where our listeners don't ever not listen to us. Like, it's just all the time.
That's what everyone was complaining about to me. They're like, God, I wait all weekend. I don't sleep. I can't eat. I just till Monday morning. And then I just destroy the episode at like 7 a.m. on Monday morning as fast as possible. And then it's a whole week of just waiting again.
Yep.
And I'm like, dude, I know. Give us money and then we'll do more.
Yep.
This is hard work.
Yeah.
Do you think I wanted to go get gas? No, I did that on purpose to make up something. I didn't need gas. Man. I don't even drive a car. I don't even have a car. I had to rent a car to go do that.
Yep. So give us lots of money and then we'll have, we'll think about doing more.
You seem to be taking a different approach, but still same thing. We need money.
Yeah. Amigo money. I can't disguise it anymore. I need money. I've got a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.